Welcome, friends, to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm so excited to start my third season with you. This year, we are focusing on the word confidence, how to get more of it, and where we are currently seeking it. The goal is to bring you some incredible conversations that will provide you with newfound wisdom, guidance, and resources. And on this third season of Life on Purpose podcast, we want to keep you inspired and remind you that everything you are looking for is on the other side of fear. It is my privilege, as always, to be a part of your journey to living with courage, hope, and confidence this year. In the beginning, we all know to living with confidence starts with recognizing what is keeping us stuck. And for a fun, quick way to get started, hop over to my website at amydebrick.com and take my quiz, Are You Stuck in Your Comfort Zone? You can also access other free resources while you're there or grab a copy of my book, Embolden. Enjoy. Good morning, friends. Welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. Today, I am coming at you solo, but wanted to talk to you about the word anticipation and what it is that you are eagerly awaiting this season in your life. First, I just want to say, I hope you all had an amazing Easter. I was extremely grateful that my daughter's spring break coordinated over Easter, and we were all able to celebrate together under one roof after what feels like an eternity. Being reunited is a gift that I don't take for granted, especially as my children get older. And as we all know, with growing children and different schedules, it becomes harder and harder to not only navigate, but also coordinate. And so it was a real blessing to have us all together. And as this spring season has really kind of now approached, and I feel like with summer just around the corner, I find myself with overwhelming feelings of anticipation. There are just so many things that I look forward to this time of year, and I'm assuming you're the same way. For me, some of the major highlights that I just can't wait for is no snow, number one. When you're on the East Coast, we're still getting snow randomly. And so I am so looking forward to having that cycle be done and just having the warm weather and sunshine just kind of pour in and overtake. The other thing I'm really anticipating or waiting with anticipation for is the pause from the school routine. I don't know if any of you still have children in school, but just taking that pause, and I don't know if it's just the school or just routine in general, changing up the routine, having that feeling where it's just a little bit more relaxed and not having that extra component to either have schoolwork to go over or practices and schedules and all of that. So I am really looking forward to that as I do every spring and summer. The other thing that I'm excitedly waiting for is to catch a baseball game or two. You know, for years, my two sons played ball. And so that's something that I actually miss. My one son actually did switch to tennis, but my youngest daughter is playing tennis. So I feel like I'm getting that still. But baseball is something that our family as a whole, I think, misses. It was such a huge part of our lives. And it's something that we really, really enjoy. So I'm hoping that I will be able to catch a game or two this summer with at least one or two of the kids, if not all, which would be amazing. And the most probably thing that I'm waiting with anticipation for is the time for rest, either through planned vacations or actually those unplanned opportunities to really reconnect with the people around me. You know, I think many times we forget the blessings that really come in those impromptu, last minute get-togethers. And they seem to happen, at least for in my life, more in these spring and summer seasons. There's just an ease in the air. I can't explain it. More opportunities to say yes to those things, where it's a late night dinner or going and just sitting around a fire with some friends. And so it just feels like a welcome invitation for that more relaxed time. And I don't really know what it is about this season or the fresh air, but it always feels like a fresh start for me. But yeah, I've realized that waiting with anticipation is really just an invitation to seek joy. I also have realized that when I, in the past, haven't removed my expectations, how I think things should be carried out in these seasons, I'm usually left feeling disappointed, either in myself or in others. And when you're wired as someone who likes to be in control, like I do, preparing for expected outcomes in any season can also produce unrealistic expectations and also some anxiety. There have been many times in the past when I've entered into this season feeling impaired by my own insecurities, fears, or misguided expectations. And I hope and think that I'm not alone. But measuring something as good or a win or successful just because of a perfect execution doesn't really allow any room in our life for the unseen joy. Most of the time, it's our own insecurities that hold us back from better things. Even the gift of something as simple as anticipation. And what I love about this word is anticipation is that nervous excitement. Like when I hear that, that's what I think about. You're nervously waiting for something to happen. And, you know, as adults, as we get older, sometimes we put a little damper on that. It's harder to wait for something that we don't know the outcome. It can feel scary. It can feel overwhelming and all of those things, but it's so important to just have that inner childlike excitement of what God's really going to show us out of this season. And most of the times it's in those places that we didn't plan for and we didn't expect that bring the greatest joys. It's hard to rush into something with anticipation when we are burdened by those feelings of not being enough or wishing for someone else's narrative. But there are many practices also that can help us choose anticipation instead of our limited expectations. So I wanted to share a few of those with you today because I think if our expectations for good things to come are found only in other people's experiences, we're not really seeking joy and contentment. We're really just seeking control. And so as we all know, when things don't work out the way we planned, we're frustrated. We consider it to not be a success. When in reality, if we kind of ease up on the expectations, but wait with anticipation for how it might turn out, which may be way better than what we would have planned for, we're leaving our hearts and minds open for something greater, greater than we can even see or imagine ourselves. So today I wanted to share with you 12 ways for you to feel confident about this next season in your life. So the first is really to affirm your value. And when I say that, I don't necessarily mean just I'm wonderful, I'm great, I can do this and all of that. All of that is good, but I think it's more important to affirm our values in who God says we are. And He's the one who says that we're great and we're amazing and we can do hard things. And so I think it's always important. And when we make that shift into what is God speaking over us and how that really affects the way we look at ourselves and how confident we feel in moving ahead with anticipation. The other thing I think is really important, especially when we're waiting with anticipation, is keeping good company. I think one of the biggest blessings in my life is sharing experiences and great memories with some really close friends. And so our kids still talk about that to this day, all the memories that we did with shared vacations and all of that kind of stuff. And it's really important to really surround ourselves with that good company. Those are those places and times where we come across those unexpected joys. Like I said, maybe it's an impromptu fire at someone's house or going over for a card night or whatever. And maybe it is because the temperatures are warmer and we're not having to bundle up and head over, but there's always a little bit more of a willingness to go. There's an ease there. And we've always experienced such joy and laughter in those moments, especially the ones that weren't heavily planned. The other thing I would encourage you to do is to prioritize your needs. And when I say that again, I don't necessarily mean it has to all be like self-affirmation driven, but prioritizing your needs. And sometimes you do need to take that rest and really listen to your body and understand that it is just as important for you to rest as it is for you to move and to understand that that's okay. And sometimes we need that to recharge and refuel in our lives. The other thing I would suggest is being grateful. You know, one of the biggest things and easiest ways to feel anticipation for anything is the gratitude, knowing what God has already done in our lives and what we can expect in the future. And so even when we go through those hard seasons and hard times, we always need to be grounded in our gratitude for all the good that God has already created in our lives. The other thing I recommend you do is challenge your thoughts. you know, when we get in these seasons of, you know, spring's coming and then all of a sudden you're excited, or summer's coming and all of a sudden you're excited. And then all of a sudden we start having all of the heaviness dial in where, oh yeah, but now I'm going to have to do this. Or yeah, what's that going to look like? Or are we going to be able to do this? And we start doubting and we start becoming negative. We're pulling out all of the hard things that will require us to do to be able to enjoy this season, rather than just anticipating the season and how it might unfold without us having to have our hand in it and controlling it in every aspect. I would encourage you to challenge your thoughts instead of saying, oh, we can't do this, or we're not going to be able to do that, to how can we do this? How can we, you know, maybe we're not going to do what our neighbor's doing, but how can we do something just as fun or create just as much of a great memory or experience or laughter? You know, I think we need to get out of our own way, lose the comparisons, and figure out that everybody's situation and everybody's anticipation for joy and how that's going to get played out is going to look differently. And so when we challenge our thoughts, we're a little bit more creative and okay, we're not going to be able to do this, but certainly we can do that. The other thing I would suggest, which really kind of piggybacks off of this, is making time for joy. You know, don't plan so much that your whole season of rest is all about planning. I have a hard time with this. I am a huge planner. I love planning things, but sometimes I've gotten in that, caught on that wheel of, you know, I'm so exhausted by the time the event or vacation or whatever comes, because my mind's already onto the next thing. I really haven't taken the time to receive the joy from the experience that we're in. So make sure you're taking time for joy. The other thing I would suggest is learning to say no. I've been talking about this a lot on social media. I cannot tell you how much feedback I get on this, but learning to say no is a huge gift. And I now wait with anticipation for those moments where I can say no when I know that it is the right thing for me and for my family. And so once we can establish some non-negotiables and setting goals and priorities for our own lives and our families, it's so much easier to say no. And it is so freeing to say no. And then it allows you to get excited about different things that might be coming up, because you know that you have the tools to be able to say, okay, will this fit in our schedule? Will this be life-giving in this season for us? Or is this going to be life draining in this season for us? And then it's just a simple matter of saying yes or no. The other thing I would say is to love yourself. And again, loving yourself isn't necessarily just, you know, I'm wonderful, I'm great, and all of that. You are all of that, but that's not what loving yourself means. It means loving yourself enough to not compare yourself to other people, not compare yourself to looking at other people's next season and trying to compare yours to theirs and having it be like, oh, well, if mine doesn't look like that, ours isn't going to be good enough. And so I think it's really important to be able to discern between, you know, is this a great idea that somebody's having, or am I trying to copy and have this same executed plan and expected outcome? Because I think when we can love ourselves, then we wait with anticipation, because we are confident in who we are and what we have to offer. We're confident also in our limitations, and we're okay with that. We're okay with being able to say, you know what, I can't do all of that. And so that also helps us eagerly await seasons. You know, maybe you're someone who wanted to lose a few pounds before the bathing suits roll in or whatever, but it doesn't matter. If you love yourself enough to know that those things aren't that important, if you lose some weight or whatever because you want to, that's great. But if you don't, that's not how you identify. That's not identifying who you are as a person. Love yourself just as the way that God loves you. The other thing I would say is to be generous to others. One of the things that I do love and I wait in anticipation for every season is trying to find a way where I can serve other people. It's just my natural nature. You know, it's something that I don't really have to think about. So it's maybe a little bit easier for me. Like some of these other things are harder. Learning to say no is a tough one for me. But being generous to others always leaves that possibility open for just the experiences that you have on the other side of that. You know, sometimes it's easy. We go through our day and we do, you know, what we need to do, but if we can just take a pause and reach outside of that to somebody else, take this season to anticipate, how can I serve somebody else? And what might that look like for me? And the beautiful part of that normally is sometimes we don't know what it's going to look like, but there's an excitement there, because normally, even though we think we're offering something to somebody else, it's normally what we're receiving, the gift that really they're giving us in that process of being generous. So I would encourage you to really try to reach out past yourself this season. The other thing I would say is commit to your decisions. If you have some things that you have established that, you know, this is important that you do, stick with those. Don't let somebody talk you out of it or talk you into something else because their life or their whatever they're doing might sound more exciting or whatever the case is. Sometimes we get so easily swayed by the next person, even if we don't want to be, but sometimes that just happens. I would really recommend you commit to your decisions and just feel good about them. Feel that ease of contentment in your heart and know that what you're doing is right for you or right for your family. Stick with your own decisions and don't worry about getting swayed or talked into something by someone else or talked out of something by someone else. And the last thing I would say is acknowledge your wins. One of the great things about anticipation is when we're doing all of these things in the season, you know, maybe we go on a vacation and we feel like the whole thing was a flop. The weather was terrible. The kids were crying. Some kids couldn't go or whatever, but maybe there's some of those insignificant, you're not even paying attention to those moments where there's, you know, one game night and you're laughing your heads off, or one of the times you're stuck inside and you had a great conversation with someone that you wouldn't have expected, whether it maybe it's your kids or maybe it's your spouse or something else. Look for those moments, those small wins that sometimes we overlook. We think everything has to look like a mountaintop moment, when actually life really happens and joy mostly happens in those middle moments. It's appreciating the process that we're in. Hopefully those 12 steps will help you this season. I really hope that you are leading into this spring and summer season with anticipation. And if you weren't before, that you are now. This is a wonderful time of year. Like I said, I think that there's just something about the birds chirping, the sun shining regularly, that really brings a newness. So I hope you take advantage and grab hold of it and really appreciate the season that you are in and the anticipation for what great things are going to come out of it. Well, that's it for us today, friends. If today's episode or any other episode has left you feeling encouraged and inspired, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing to Life on Purpose with Amy Debrick from your favorite listening platform. The mission, as always, of Life on Purpose is to meet you where you are, but not leave you there, and let you know that although fear is normal, courage gets the final say. See you next time.